This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Amma ba'd, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, everyone. I pray that inshallah your Ramadan is going wonderfully, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to put barakah in it and to accept all of your deeds from you. I wanted to share a brief message that inshallah can contribute positively to this month of Ramadan for you, and inshallah something that would be a beneficial thing to inculcate into your lives in general. This was a practice that was very much encouraged by the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And is really a beautiful embodiment of one of the qualities that we as Muslims should advocate for within ourselves and try to inculcate within ourselves. During the time of the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, a man walked into the masjid, and when he walked into the masjid, the Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned that this is one of the dwellers of paradise. And this happened three times. So one of his companions, Abdullah ibn Amr, decided, I want to spend some time with this person to understand what does he do that makes him from amongst the people of paradise. And so he spent some time with this man and didn't see anything that particularly stood out in terms of his acts of worship. And so he asked him, you know, I wanted to understand what makes you from amongst the dwellers of paradise, but I didn't see anything that stood out. And the man shared with him finally at the end that when I go to bed at night, I make sure that I am not holding a grudge or holding any type of resentment or ill will toward a fellow Muslim, and I am not holding envy for any of the bounties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given another person. This concept of husn al-dhan, thinking well of others, is incredibly, incredibly powerful. It's incredibly powerful from a spiritual perspective, as we see that this is one of the reasons why this man, inshallah, will be granted Jannah through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it's also incredibly beneficial psychologically and mentally and emotionally. To be able to think well of others helps you in your daily life. And it's something that's so important. When we think about this concept of husn al-dhan, we realize that this is for us. This is not for the person that you think well of, right? This is for you. Thinking well of someone, having the assumption that people do the best that they can. Not that they're choosing to fail you, not that they're choosing to hurt you, not that they're choosing to disappoint you, but that typically people do the best that they can. It is incredibly powerful to be able to think about things in that way. And it makes life so much easier. If you function in life with the assumption that people are trying, and they might not always succeed, but they're trying, the negativity that you hold within your heart will decrease substantially. And one of the most beautiful things that comes with being able to think well of others and asking yourself, when situations arise where someone has disappointed you, is there another way that I could interpret this? Is there a way that I can give this person the benefit of the doubt? How can I interpret the situation to think this person is doing the best that he or she can? So that it alleviates that resentment and that bitterness that's building up in your heart. And one of the most beautiful consequences that comes from this is in your ability to think well of people, it enhances your ability to think well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us that I am as my servant expects of me. And one of the rewards, subhanAllah, if you need inspiration in trying to inculcate this quality within yourself, one of the rewards that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to the dwellers of Jannah is he alleviates feelings of resentment and enmity and bitterness from within their hearts. That's one of the rewards of Jannah. And so what if we can take a step toward Jannah by trying to inculcate this within ourselves now and realizing that every time we give someone the benefit of the doubt, it helps our brains and our hearts to also give husn al-dhan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that when a dua is delayed, we can think, what beauty, what treasure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for me? If it's not exactly what I've wanted right now at this moment, then what treasure is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for me instead? Having that concept of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where He doesn't need us to give him husnul dhan, right? He's not increased or decreased based on our worship of him, based on disobedience to him. He's not affected by that, but we are. And everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encourages us to do is for us. So thinking well of others, and especially thinking well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is for you. And so keep that in mind as you go through this Ramadan, and inshallah throughout after Ramadan as well, that this is something that we can try to grow within ourselves and inculcate within ourselves. And I ask you, inshallah, to also remember Mishka in your du'as, and to please increase your support of them for the wonderful knowledge and education that they're providing. And so please, inshallah, take the time to donate something, even something small is incredibly valuable, to inshallah encourage the pursuit of this knowledge. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.